Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt es Mai, Perik, hey, Mishnah Yod, Otzitz Nokov, a flower pot that has a hole in it. Otzitz is a flower pot, Nokov is a hole. Hareze Ka'aretz, what grows in this flower pot has the same din as if it grows in the ground. Why? Because through the hole, the plant draws koiches, it has what's called the yanika, it draws nourishment from the ground. Now, only something that grows from the ground is mechuyev in trumas imaisras. If something grew in a keli that had no hole in it, it wouldn't be mechuyev in trumas imaisras. But this flower pot does have a hole, and there's nothing in the way between the hole and the ground. There are many different shailas here. Does the hole have to be underneath? Could it be to the side? How close does it have to be to the ground? Certain flower pots, even though it doesn't have a hole, but the nature of the flower pot is the moisture goes through. I'm not getting into all those shilas. Let's just touch simply. Otzitz nakev, a flower pot with a hole in it. Let's see our Mishnah. Otzitz nakev, a flower pot with a hole in it. Harei zeh ka'aretz. Peres that grow in this flower pot has the same din as peres that grow mamish from the ground. There's a chiv of trumasi maestras. Both from the peres that grow from the ground, obviously, as well as the peres that grow in this flower pot with the hole in it. And therefore, if Taram, a person took off truma, meyaretz, and peiros that grow from the ground, al otzitz nakif, to fix the peiros that grew in the flower pot, this is truma for that, or the other way around, meyotzitz nakif, he took the peiros that grew in the otzitz nakif and used that to fix peiros that grew from the ground, al haaretz, in both cases, truma say truma. His truma is regular truma, because both are mechuyev in truma si maestras. Now, peiros that grow in an otzitz she'ena nakif, in a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, is not mechuyev in trumas imaisus midiraisa, but the rabbanon say you should take off trumas imaisus. Still, you can't mix the two. And therefore, if he took off truma, mishe'ena nakif, from peiros that grew in a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, that's only mechuyev in midrabbanon, and he tried to fix, he used this truma, al hanakif, to remove the tevel from peiros that grew in a flower pot with a hole in it, that's mechuyev min ha-toira. So truma, the peiros that he separated as truma, he should not give to the kayin. Because once he declared it truma, we don't want people to think lightly about truma. We want you to give it to the kayin. But v'yachsev yitra, he has to take off truma again, according to halacha. Because what he did now doesn't really help us in terms of fixing the meichel. The peiros from the atzis nakav ha-mechuyev min din-toira, the peiros that he separated from, which is some peiros that grew in a flower pot without a hole in it, are potter. Min ha-Torah, they're only mechuyev min rabbanon. So for all practical purposes, this is a case of min ha-Torah lechiyev. You have to redo it. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, if he took off truma, min ha-Nakov, from peiros that grew in a flower pot with a hole in it, that are mechuyev midin toira. And he wanted to fix with this, al she'en enokev peiros that grew in a flower pot without a hole in it, that is only mechuyev midrabanan. So in this case, truma. We're going to consider the truma truma. Now in the previous case, it's not real truma. We're just saying once you call the truma, give it to the kayin. Here it's a little truma. It's truma midrabanan. So give it to the kayin. But you can't eat this yet. What's left over? He can't eat it at Shiyotzila Trumasi Maestras till he takes off proper Trumasi Maestras because Midin Tari is still Tavel. So again, let's take a look at this last case. He took off Truma from Paris that grew in a Otzitz Nokov, which is Mechuyev Min HaTaira, to fix Peirois that grew in a flower pot without a hole in it, that's only Mechuyev Min Rabbanan. So very nice, you satisfied the Chiyev de Rabbanan. So it's truma, you have to give it to the kayin. But you can't eat the peiros over here until you take off proper trumasi maestras. And that would have to be menachiyev alachiyev, not menachiyev alaptor, because that's really what he did. Because the she'en enokiv is pater minataira. Okay, let's chaz over our Mishnah. Peiros that are grown in a flower pot that has a hole in it is like peiros that comes from the ground. So if someone separated truma from peiros that grew from the ground, for peiros that grew in an otzitz nakev, in a flower pot with a hole, or the other way around. from Peiris that grew in a flower pot with a hole for Peiris that grew from the ground, Truma say Truma, no shaila about this. If he separated Truma from Peiris of a flower pot without a hole, to be Masakin Peiris of a flower pot with a hole, so in other words, he separated Truma from Peiris that are Potter min ha-toira, to try to be Masakin Peiris that are Mechuyev min ha-toira, he didn't accomplish anything, but he does have to give this Truma to the Kayan once he declared it Truma. Now he has to take off proper Truma Simaisris. The other way around, if he separated Truma from the Peiris of a flower pot with a hole, which is Mechuyev min ha-toira, for the Peiris of a flower pot without a hole, so he took from something that is Mechuyev min ha-toira to fix something that is only Mechuyev min ha-rabbanon, so the Truma he has to give to the Kayan, but you can't eat over here. It's still Tevel min ha-toira. Until he takes off the proper Truma Simaisris. Let me ask you some of these last two cases. In the case of Mishaina Nakav Ala Nakav, he separated Truma from Peiris of a flower pot without a hole for the Peiris of a flower pot with a hole. So he separated Truma from Peiris that are Potter min ha-Torah to fix Peiris that are Mechuyev min ha-Torah. We said the Truma has to be given to the Kayan, but he has to take off Trumas again. It doesn't say you can't eat it. It seems that we're going to allow the Kayan to eat it in this case. Because it comes from Einoi Nakev. Meaning in the Torah, there's no Chiev. So fine, you gave it to the Kayan, let him eat it. In the second case, where he separated Truma from Peiris of a flower pot with a hole, to fix the Peiris of a flower pot without a hole, that means he separated Truma from something that's Mechuyev min ha-Toira, on Peiris that are Potter min ha-Toira. So here too we're saying give the Truma to the Kayan, but this is much more serious. Here we can't let the Kayan eat until you separate proper Truma Simaisis, because it's coming from something that is Mechuyev min ha-Torah.